so many of our young people have an IQ number stamped on their forehead when they go to school and they take their exams. And this is your IQ. This is your intelligence quotient. This is to determine what you can and can't be. Let me just tell you very quickly about that IQ. Years after I wrote Your Erroneous Zones, the publishers of the IQ test in Iowa wrote to me and asked me if they could use a paragraph from Erroneous Zones in their IQ test to measure the intelligence quotient. And I said, sure. And they said, well, we'll write 5 questions after the paragraph and we'll send it and we'll use this. I said, fine. Just send me the test and the manual when you're finished. I'd like to know my IQ. And 3 years or so went by and I didn't think anything of it. And one day in the mail came this package. So I opened it up and I sat down and I started to take this IQ test. And I came across this paragraph that I had written like 13 or so years before. And I was going through it and I read it and I said, ah, I remember that. And there's 5 questions and I took them and I look up in the manual, I got 4 right. Which isn't bad, it was about a 116 IQ, I didn't mind, 1 standard deviation from normal. Guess which one I missed? The intent of the author. I had my IQ lowered because I didn't know what the author meant when I was the author. So much for the IQs that we place on ourselves.